Welcome to you all. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. This is an extension of our annual meeting that we are in the midst of today. And I'm going to take this opportunity to share with you a little bit of, well, this is my annual report of sorts. It is a kind of a little bit of a where we've been, where we are, and where we're going. If you will permit me, I think if you all can think back, it's hard to believe how fast the years have been clicking off. But this is my ninth year as your rector, and I'm so grateful to have this opportunity to serve alongside you. We have been, for the last 5 years, on a journey focused on the key areas of our spiritual life together. Now, all of these five areas are critical, and we are all working on them and doing them, but each year we've taken a year to focus on one item as our particular theme. And as we have taken this time to teach, to focus, and to develop this particular gift in our own lives, it has borne much fruit. And you all remember, we began this journey with the theme of radical hospitality. All kind of a little catchy phrases, but radical hospitality, welcoming everyone who walks through our door. You know, we want people to know as they come in and amongst us that we are loving in Christ's love. We are welcoming. We are not here because we have it all figured out or that our lives are perfect, but that we know that they're not, and we have been blessed with Christ's love and forgiveness, and we want to share that with everyone who walks through these doors. And they know that. They see that. They understand that. One of the first things they do when they walk in is, do I fit here? Do I relate to these people? Can I connect with them? Are they real? And we have been growing and this whole area of radical hospitality. We are a place of authentic community where anyone can walk in and amongst us and share that life that is real. Not the fabricated life, but the life that is real and hard. And God has been present with us as we have sought to be people of radical hospitality. And that's been a wonderful defining characteristic of our community. The following year, we focused on passionate worship. And passionate worship is, again, just so central to our life together. Worship is our first response to God. God has created us in His image, and by extension, to worship Him, to praise Him, to give Him glory by our lives and through our lives. And that's why we come here week in and week out, to give our thanks and praise back to God. We don't come here to be consumers of godly inspiration, trying to decide whether we like, you know, whether we have gotten a sufficient share of inspiration to take away from here. We come to be transformed, to be changed, to grow, and to be sent out into the world to make a difference. So we don't just come here to receive, but to give back to God who has given us everything. We are people of passionate worship. We love our Lord, we're unashamed of that, and we take that joy and that thanksgiving out into the world, sharing that with the world that needs to hear it. And we turned, the following year, we turned our attention to intentional faith development. And we focused on, you know, our faith formation, recognizing that faith doesn't just happen. It's not just for the lucky who were born with it. It's not just in your DNA. It's something that you have to make a priority in your life. You have to seek after it. You have to want it. And how does faith happen? Well, it happens through a lifelong process of being intentional, of growing, really diving into God's Word, learning, encountering Christ. And we spent that wonderful year on the story, you know, taking ourselves through the entire arc of God's salvation, finding our story in His story. We read the Bible together. We learned it. We got into it in a way that we haven't gotten into it before. We began to take it into our lives. And by that, we were transformed. We were changed. We were empowered. And through it, our faith has grown. Our faith has grown. We can't just come to church and not go to Sunday school, not go to our classes. Classes or being in intentional faith community forms our lives together in Christ and helps us grow into that full stature of Christ. And as we have grown spiritually, we've come to realize that it's not about us. It's not about us, but about serving Christ through risk-taking mission and service, through stepping out beyond ourselves and trusting God to go before us in service to others. Last year, we recommitted ourselves to mission and service in a big way. We're working together with various churches and organizations to address the issues of poverty, homelessness, and mental health that surrounds us on every side in this neighborhood and in our community. We launched three exciting new ventures. One was a recommitment to the corner, the Good Shepherd's Corner. The second was we founded a coalition of Episcopal churches together with the Diocese of West Texas and Metro Ministries, our community outreach organization that we support. And I'll tell you about that in just a second. And the third was we formed a unique partnership with Castores Elementary School, one of our public elementary schools. So three new endeavors that we launched last year, and I want to give you kind of a little heads up on where they are. We began last year, we were inspired by Becca Stevens. You remember Becca from Nashville, Tennessee, her ministry, Thistle Farms, to women who've been trafficked, and she began to share with us her ministry and really helped us to see what the power of this idea of a social enterprise and the impact that a social enterprise could make in a community for Christ to change lives. And we realized that, you know, we have our own social enterprise already going in the form of the Good Shepherd Corner. And so we recommitted ourselves to investing in the Good Shepherd Corner, to make it have the maximum impact that it could have in our community. And through your love and support and recommitment, the Corner has been able to invest in technology. They have moved into the 21st century as far as having an inventory management program, having a computerized system for taking credit cards and making it more efficient and easy to purchase items. It's been a step of change, but one that has borne good fruit. They have branded themselves and been intentional about marketing who they are and what they are to the community. And they have worked on their business efficiencies and their business model. As they continue to step into this area of building capacity in women who have fallen out of society, fallen out of the workforce, and are looking to get back into working. These women are coming from case-managed situations, and we want to provide them an opportunity to develop skills. Interviewing skills, technology skills, human personal relation skills and to walk alongside. It is our goal that we will be able to start a job training program for women in the near future at the corner. You'll be hearing more about that as the days come. There's also a report in your annual report about that as well. The Corner has been an important ministry of this church for 46 years, and I'm very committed and excited about their future. I want you to think and pray about how you can plug into the life of the Corner. They're always looking for volunteers for gently used clothing, items that they can resell, and for your support. Remember the Corner as you think about opportunities to serve. The second area was the coalition. And I want to thank Father Philip, who was instrumental as Dean of the Convocation, who really working together with the other Episcopal churches, how we can be the church in a more effective way with a common voice in this area. We partnered with the Diocese of West Texas, along with Metro Ministries, one of our wonderful partners, who administers a lot of care to the community. And we got together to see how we could work together for the biggest impact we could for local mission and outreach. The coalition supports the Reverend Bruce Wilson as an Episcopal chaplain to Metro Ministries. And Father Bruce is not only a chaplain, but he's on the ground building relationships in all kinds of various community outreach organizations in town. He's kind of our eyes and ears in the community and kind of seeing ways in which we can continue to work together for homelessness, mental health, and poverty. One of the ministries that comes out of this coalition of Episcopal churches is the Wheelchair Ramp Ministry, which I know you've heard about. Well, the Wheelchair Ramp Ministry started at St. Mark's, and it's called Access Plus. And St. Mark's has allowed us to all embrace this wonderful ministry, which obviously provides a wonderful service to folks. We built 18 ramps this year. But it's really bigger than the ramps. It's really about building relationships between folks in the community, being on the ground in communities, you know, under the guise of being able to build a ramp. There's so much good work that goes on building our relations with one another. The third was this Castores Elementary School partnership, which really took off this year. We started with VBS, and we invited their kids to come join us for our wonderful VBS program. I will say that 12 kids attended our VBS on scholarships this year. We continue to kind of nurture that relationship there. We provided back-to-school backpacks and supplies to kids who needed those items to begin school. We sponsored a work day on their grounds to help beautify and replant some of their gardens. We supplied not only the labor, but also the plants. And we did left a wonderful legacy of beautiful plants at the school. And we supplied very specific angel tree gifts for 80 children for Christmas. 80 children received very specific gifts through your generosity. It's been an amazing partnership with Castores Elementary School, and your involvement and your love and our ability to reach into the lives of these kids has made a huge difference in their lives. And it's a great witness. The teachers are so grateful and so appreciative of this relationship that we have started. And it is doing the work of Christ in the world and for the world. And I want to thank you for your involvement there. You know, we are not called to do everything. There's obviously lots of need in this world. But we are called to do something. And we have to identify what is that that God's calling each of us to do, because He's calling us to all step out in some way to into risk-taking mission and service. To invest our whole lives, our whole selves, into the whole lives of other people. And not just write a check. Writing a check is great, and we need checks. But we also need the investment of one person's life into the investment of another person's life to really make the lasting difference that we are trying to leave. All of our work, all of this work, emanates from a heart of generous, extravagant generosity. Extravagant generosity. Our extravagant generosity of time, talent, and treasure, it comes directly from God, right? It's not something that we can generate on our own. We are as generous as we know God has been to us. As God has poured His generosity into our lives, it flows through us into our community. And I just want to thank you that I've had a privilege to serve in the most extravagantly generous community around. This place, you all are people of extravagant generosity. You've been generous to our Lord, to this community, personally, very personally to me and to Philip. We experience your generosity all the time. I thank you so much. For our staff, knows and experiences your generosity. As I said, this is my 9th year as your rector. I'm so grateful and honored to be your rector, and I thank you for all that you do for us. You blessed me and my family in a big way this year. I had a sabbatical, a 3.5-month time away. Very generous gift, a very generous thing to do. But to allow me to go away for 3.5 months from April 10th until July 25th to rest, to reflect, to really renew my own soul, renew my life with Christ in a way that I could step away from my duties and the day-to-day responsibilities and reflect on, you know, what God is doing in my life and where we're going and what we're doing. And I will say that it was a great gift and a success in every way, because I returned to my work just energized, grateful, ready to roll up my sleeves and keep on keeping on. And, you know, I can't tell you how many people have come up to me and said, you know, Milton, wow, that sabbatical's really done you good. I can see the difference, you know, in your energy level. And I will say it's made a huge difference. And thank you all for being people of extravagant generosity. I want to thank Father Frank, too, for stepping in for us while I was on sabbatical and for helping out. He was a great support. And thank you, Frank, very much. Rather than spending this whole year on this one theme of extravagant generosity, which is hard to say, this year we've decided to summarize our five points and take them all on in one theme, which is focused on our life together. We're going to focus on life together, which incorporates all five of these areas. What it means to live together in authentic Christian community. I know you're hearing us already preach and teach about that, but that's what it's all about. Living together. We can come together and we can still not go as deep as Christ is calling us, but Christ is calling us to be both a gift to one another and a gift to the world. We have to be the church for the world. And God is calling us to be that. And we've got to cultivate that and nurture that right here so that we can be all that God is calling us to be for the world. You know, everybody has a story to tell. Our stories are all unique and different, but in many ways our stories are very much alike. We sometimes think we're the only one who experiences what we have experienced or go through what we go through. And we're alone in that. experience. Until we are willing and able to see our story in somebody else's story, hear our story in somebody else's story, share our story with other people, we begin to realize that we're not alone in that. We begin to realize that it's okay. We don't have it all together. And guess what? God has brought us together to walk together, to support one another, and to share that life together. All of our programs this year are going to be designed to take us deeper into the real life that God is calling us into. And sometimes I think that, you know, we don't go, or we put up resistance, we're unwilling, we don't want to share, we don't want to go there, but we're going to be working on that. And we want to be intentional about that, because we think that that is where we need to go, and that's where God needs us to go, to be the church for the world. All of us, thank you for the wonderful year that we've had. We've had a great year, and as you heard in our annual report and in our business meeting, wow, it's amazing to see. None of it could have been done without you, without your faith, your perseverance, and God's presence among us, and your willingness to trust Him. And I just continue to thank you, each and every one of you, and just continue to ask yourselves how we can continue to grow and to serve. I thank Philip, my friend, my compadre, as we share ministry together day in and day out. I could not be more grateful to God for a person like Philip, who walks alongside and who we complement each other in a wonderful way. And I just thank Philip for Robert and his leadership to our music program, for Matthew and his leadership in youth, Sandy and her leadership in our children's education. My goodness, my amazing support staff, you know them, Susan and Elva and Leslie and Russell and our sextons and our office angels. If you want to see what, you know, sacrificial love, servant leadership, real ministry, come and be an office angel around our office for a little while. You'll see what goes on day to day, in what keeps the wheels greased. It is a lot of love and a lot of hard work, and I thank each and every one of these staff members for all that they give and all that they do. And I thank you for making this a vibrant church. It's an exciting place to be. We continue to grow because people come among us and they feel that love and they see that excitement, and they want to be about that contagious Christianity that we are all about. So may God continue to bless us as we strive to be His church for His world. Amen.